Chapter 13, What's in a Name? The enclosure was nothing like Baby Cakes' enclosure. It was just a dog kennel, a smallish one, blue plastic with a handle on the top and a black grate door that locked. But inside, Mom had made a nice nest out of old ripped-up t-shirts. "Did you use any of mine?" Bat asked. "I did," Mom said. "I hope that's okay." "It's better than okay," Bat answered. "If the t-shirts still have my scent, then maybe the kit will bond with me." "I don't think we could get your scent out of your t-shirts if we tried, Bat," said Jamie. "That's teasing," said Bat, but he was peering into the enclosure and didn't feel very upset. "Did you use any of mine, Mom?" Jamie asked. "No," Mom said. "Don't worry." "I don't see him," Bat said. "I don't see him anywhere." "He's definitely in there, Bat," Mom said. The door was latched and everything, and he's still too little to walk anyway. His eyes aren't even open yet. Bat unlatched the door and stuck his hand inside. Yes, there was the kit, tiny and warm, wrapped in a fold of fabric. "He's safe," Bat said. "Okay, Bat," Mom said. "Latch up the cage and go wash your hands, and let's have a snack." At the table, Janie was smearing peanut butter on crackers. She'd gotten out a second butter knife for Bat. Bat loved peanut butter, but he could never pack peanut butter sandwiches for school lunches because Lynn was allergic to peanuts. The entire wet school was a nut-free zone. Janie passed a roll of crackers to Bat. Mom had heated water in the kettle and poured out 3 cups of tea. Tea and crackers and peanut butter. Wonderful! "I wonder if Stripey will like peanut butter," he said, trying to be casual about the name. "You know, when he's all grown up." "Stripey," said Janie. "Is that what you're calling the skunk?" "It's a good name," Bat said. "It's a really good name. Skunks have stripes." "I'm not sure it's a good idea to name the skunk." "The skunk," Mom said. She looked concerned with little wavy wrinkles across her squishy up forehead. "If you name him, it will be too easy to get attached. And remember, he's only staying with us for a few more weeks." "Besides," said Joni, "who says you get to name him? I'll bet I could come up with a way better name than Stripey." "No, you couldn't," Bat said, stabbing the knife into the peanut butter jar. "Stripey's the best name for a skunk." "You always want to give things dumb, obvious names," Janie said. Bat felt sharp, hot tears in his eyes. "Do not," he whispered. "When you were 4, you named your teddy bear Barry. And last year, when that stray cat kept coming into our yard, you named her Patches." "She was a calico," Bat said. "Calicos look like they are covered in patches." "Janie," said Mom, "be nice." "Aw, Bat doesn't mind, do you, Bat?" asked Janie. Of course Bat minded, but he didn't want Janie to know how much she had hurt his feelings. "Well, what would you name the kit?" he asked. "I don't know. Give me a minute to think about it." Janie munched on crackers and Mom sipped her tea. But Bat just waited to hear what Janie would come up with. He knew it wouldn't be as good as Stripey, and he couldn't wait to tell her so. "I've got it," Janie said for a minute. "Mom, he was born last Thursday, right?" "Mom said. "And we want him to be big and strong. We're learning about mythology in school. I think we should name the skunk after the biggest, strongest Nordic god. We should name him Thor." "Thor?" asked Mom. "The thunder god," Janie said. "It's perfect, see? Because they used to celebrate Thor's Day. And now we call that Thursday. And that's when the skunk was born." "Thor," Bat whispered. Sometimes Janie was annoying, sometimes she was a mean tease, but sometimes Bat thought she was brilliant.